One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It is time for Second Shot with George Dunn and Evan Newsom. Second Shot, 2.5 shots.
Hey, it's us. We're back on the Episode Podcast. We're George Dunn's... I'm George Dunn, and this is Second Shot.
We're not the Episode Podcast, as previously stated.
We are the Episode Podcast, Second Shot. I'm George Dunn, and that's Devin Newsett, who
Hi.
Just talked.
It's me.
Hi, Devin. It's him.
It's me. I'm back again.
We're back at it. We're back on our bullshit. Welcome back for another week. We are joined today by a friend of the show. Well, now friend of the show.
Yeah.
And friend of other shows, specifically the Slurmcast, Tommy Roulette.
Hi.
How are you,
Tommy? Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for coming on. We've been wanting you on for a while.
Yeah, no problem. I watched all the Sex and the City episodes, right? That's what we were doing?
That's what I watched.
We should have done Sex and the City. I mean, it is kind of basically the lady version of what we just watched.
In high school, the girl I was dating in high school was way into that show, so I saw a lot of it.
I went to the theater to see the first movie.
See, I never went that far.
I was like, I convinced myself that I was into it. I am not now. I have seen the light. But how are you, Tom?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. You filled in for me at my own podcast.
This is weird.
We taped yesterday, but I was stuck out of town. So
it's like
I made
talking
it to
myself.
Yours.
Except I was far less informational on your show. I was basically just looking at Michelle, waiting for her to give answers on the InfoSphere while I'm just like, I don't know. It was a really bad episode. I liked that one joke. That was pretty funny. And then here's my podcast about home improvement.
Yeah. That's most of our
You are very
anyway.
Informative on every episode.
Yeah, I
love it.
I do a lot of research beforehand.
That's good.
I stop taking notes, and then I instead just do research about certain things that anyone can look up on an easy Wikipedia page or whatever,
yeah.
But
right.
It's just something else. And not the problem is a show like that is turning it into like the Chris Farley show, where it's just like, hey, remember when this happened in that episode? And
yeah.
We laugh, and then it's just like, oh, okay, so.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what something we kind of struggle with on this sometimes, where I'm like, I don't do, sometimes because we have like last-minute like ideas for mm-hmm. episodes, but some of it's like, I don't have any information on it at all, so I don't do any research, because I'm lazy,
yeah.
Partly because like, like I said,
don't
last
know where to start
information.
Sometimes. Like,
well, yeah, like the our Speed Racer episode,
yeah,
was a lot of that, where it's like, remember the time when Speed Racer jumped into the or Racer X like jumped at his car and they punched the other guy in the other car. That was cool.
We're actually doing it.
You talking about the movie? Or
yeah, the movie Speed Racer.
Oh, man. That was on TV the other day.
Yeah, it's great. We just did an episode recently on it.
It's on Netflix now. I used to hate it, and now I kind of like it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Matthew Fox is mm-hmm. Razor X, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He is. We're going to be talking about Gotham today.
Gotham.
I wanted to get into some superhero and other stuff, but we don't. Neither of you have seen Solo.
No, not yet.
And neither of you have seen Deadpool.
Nope.
I've seen Deadpool,
too. You saw Deadpool, too?
Yes, I did.
Yeah? What'd you think?
I liked it. I thought it was very enjoyable. I don't think it was as good as the first one at all.
Really?
But, yeah.
I think it's better than the first one.
Really?
On pretty much every level, but it's basically just doing the exact same thing as the
first one. It's the same movie as the first one. I do like all the references in this one. But since you haven't seen it, Devin,
yeah.
No spoilers.
There's a specific character I was excited to see, especially specifically done well.
Mm.
That I was like, oh, cool, finally. Like, I think it's pretty obvious. Like, it's a big middle of the movie. The beast.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
I think I know who it is.
Yeah, I mean, I was very excited to see that, like, done well. I don't know if they nailed him, but, like, it was definitely better than X-Men 3. I'll say that.
Yes.
All right.
You're giving it away. You're giving it away even more.
Yeah, no, it's pretty
speaking
obvious.
Speaking of, you got to stop spoiling these cameos, George. You're semi-spoiling cameos for me all week long.
Kind of life.
There's a lot of cameos in that movie.
You spoil.
Yeah.
Coming from the number one spoiler.
That's true. I did kind of like just outwardly say it at a guy at work today. Right. I'm like, so-and-so's in the movie, so that's kind of cool. But other than that, don't see it.
And you also on Instagram kind of spoiled a cameo.
I spoiled that there is a character reveal. I did not say who it was.
You said the series they're from. And now I think I know the that it's one of two from? People. Yeah.
For Solo?
Well, you
I definitely didn't say that.
Yeah.
Well, I said, oh, yeah, that's true. I did. I did say that they're, like I said, the Clone Wars is canon.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not like there's so many characters in that show.
I think it's one of two people in my head. I am not going to say who now, but I'll see.
Either way, it's disappointing and it's a complete waste of time.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you're a Solo hater. I got to see it.
I'm a begrudging Solo hater. I need to point that out because apparently I get yelled at a lot. But I just didn't like it. I really wanted to. Han Solo's my other than Darth Vader, he's my favorite Star Wars character. But the movie is just so pandering. Like, there's so many things that I just find so, like, reaching. It's like, hey, remember this thing? Hey, you know this thing, right? You know, Chewbacca.
I do think it's become a little oversaturated. That's without seeing Solo yet. Like, I'm not even that super excited to see Solo. And I love Han Solo.
Yeah.
But I feel like they should do... like every two saga movies, then release an anthology movie instead of saga movie.
Yeah,
anthology
I don't need a Boba
movie,
Fett
saga
movie.
Saga movie, anthology movie. Like, it's too much every year. It doesn't feel special.
Yeah, they're doing the Marvel Universe kind of thing. And especially right after, literally, what, 6 months after Last Jedi? Mm-hmm. Like, Last Jedi seemed like the right kind of course to be setting the Star Wars universe in.
Yeah.
It's like and less than 6 months, right? Yeah.
December to, was May?
May, yeah.
So yeah, so like five months. Yeah. But like doing that from December to May, like, and kind of like Star Wars being like, kill the past, like everything's different. Like, you know, just embrace the new, which is kind of like both a commentary on like telling the fans like, hey, this isn't going to be, like, Star Wars isn't going to be the Star Wars you remember it being anymore. Like, it's still going to be in that universe. It's still going to feel like the thing you want it to feel like, but it's not going to go in that same direction anymore. Mm-hmm. And then you do Solo, which is exactly what, like, it was like, it's saying it wasn't going to do.
Yeah, it's like mixed messages.
Yeah, and it's frustrating. I don't know. People liked it. I wish I could. I'm glad people like it, but... I don't know. I just couldn't find much enjoyment out of it. L3 is cool. I like L3 a lot.
Except for that stupid name. Like I'm
L337 or
yeah. Like don't name it Leet. Like funny.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, it's a joke. I'm like, it looks the same upside down. I don't know.
Yeah,
That's really all I got.
It's Leet. It's L-E-E-T.
What does that even mean?
It's Leet speak. It's like using numbers to denote language.
That's
like
dumb.
When you type 80,000. 85 into your calculator.
Boobs.
Yeah, it says boobs and Leet.
It sounds like it would be on a Futurama joke.
I'm sure they've done Leet jokes in Futurama.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, like, yeah, I don't like that. Now that I know that.
Yeah, it's like a little...
Which is weird because, like, L3 is, like, I don't know. L3 is, not, like, she's a weird character because she's, like, a jokey character. Hmm. But also, like, she's all about, like, the mindset of what Star Wars is supposed to be now. Like, very progressive, like... Her whole thing is like, oh, robot liberation, you know, like she's very much into like being a robot who has sex with humans. Like there's a whole conversation about it.
Interesting.
But then they're also kind of like making fun of her at the same time, sort of because of how like big she gets. I don't know. It's weird.
I hope the L in L3 stands for Lucy Lubot.
If describing. Lucy Liu were in this movie, I would have lost my mind. But enough about that.
She could be a stormtrooper. You don't know.
That's true. Did you watch that deleted scene with what's his name? Tom Hardy in The Last Jedi?
No, I did not.
He does a Creole accent.
Really?
It's really weird. He's a stormtrooper.
Okay.
And he's just like, oh, you're FN-2187. That's cool. Like, he's like really like hyped up to see him and stuff. And I'm like, this is weird.
I gotta check it out.
But back to Tommy and the Gotham.
Gotham.
Yeah,
Gotham, yes.
So, when did you watch Gotham from the first episode?
Yes, I started when it came out, like 2014 it came out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I absolutely started. Batman has been one of my favorite superheroes in comic books and growing up and everything. And I pretty much see almost everything with Batman in it, with the exception of the new Batman, because
you did say you hadn't seen Justice League.
Justice League, yeah. I saw Batman vs. Superman, and I wanted to like it so much, yeah. But I was like...
I'm sorry, yeah. It sucked.
I'm sorry for your loss.
I'm rooting for DC's universe, but...
We all are. I think it's like my solo. I want it to be good, but it's just not. Yeah.
So, no, I mean, I started watching it and everything, and I made it through the first two seasons, no problem. And then I just kind of stopped for a little bit, and then I caught... Like, I started reading about, you know, certain villains that were going to start coming on in season. So I went back and started watching it. It's a good show, but it's not like there's a lot of filler in. Because there's 22 episodes that are
regular season.
40 minutes apiece.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff to cram into a season.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, that's why, like something like the CW shows. They do villain of the week stuff. Like the episodes we watched, or at least I watched. Were episode one, the very first pilot episode. Mm-hmm. Season two.
Season three. Three, episode 14.
Okay.
Which was...
I feel like that's a midpoint
like
of
the killing joke, almost.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot...
it was the introduction of their, Joker.
Well...
Yeah,
he had been on it.
Yeah. That's a whole other thing that's going on. Like, that person is not the same person. And we also watched, season four, episode 22?
Yeah, the season finale.
The season finale of this year. That's not the same guy as the one in the other one. They're twin brothers.
I was gathering that much, and that kind of happens in the book. So I'm like, usually I'd be like, go fuck yourself, guys. But, it happens in the book, which is also kind of a go fuck yourself moment. But, I'll give it to them. You know, they're sticking to their source material, so cool.
But they are, and they're not even allowed to call that guy Joker.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
That just recently came out, and then I was like, I was kind of bummed about that. But then at the same time, my whole theory with that, or the way I like it is, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Because we'll start at the beginning. The first season of Gotham was like Monster of the Week or whatever.
Well, that's what I was like. It seemed, because I know when I was reading, I was like super hyped when I first heard about it. Because they were like, oh, we're going to base it off of Gotham PD, or I think it's called Gotham PD. There was a mini series just about beat cops in Gotham.
Are you talking about comic book or
Yeah. Okay. I think maybe I could be wrong about this, and people are going to yell at me, but I think Brubaker wrote some of it. But now I'm second guessing myself, but. And people really revere that, that's, an interesting way of, taking Batman out of the equation and still making this world interesting. Kind of in the same way Marvel's from the 70s, maybe the 80s, takes, blanking on his name now, but the photographer in Marvel, the Marvel Universe, he's the photographer in the Daily Bugle, and it's just kind of, a normal person going about his life and superheroes are fighting Galactus above him and stuff that. And it seems like that would be a way more interesting story than just what if Batman were also really good friends with Commissioner Gordon, but they're both kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is really kind of what the first season kind of became from what I can tell.
They focus a lot in the first season. It's a lot more on Gordon and stuff. And it's all about finding Bruce Wayne's parents' murder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of gang war stuff, street level. They deal with Falcone.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, Falcone's in the first episode. That's cool with that.
It's,
I like Falcone.
And honestly, Bruce Wayne became the worst part of the show too. I just wanted him to go away, because it brought nothing to it, because he was just this 12-year-old boy that's. His parents died, and he really
and they just keep shoehorning him into these stories.
Yeah, yeah. So from what I remember, a lot of it, they don't even, it's a quick thing about him. And it's also Selina Kyle, the Catwoman, and Bruce Wayne, develop a friendship throughout the series, too. Yeah.
Little by little, he gets more training, grows up, and...
Well, I'm... Fine, so from what I saw, at least, as someone who's only, you did something that most people don't do when they talk about, when we do TV shows on this thing, is you basically gave us a beginning, a middle, and an end, or a most recent ending.
Right.
And I think that's a better way of portraying what we're doing, because like I feel like it hardly has like a like the Flash or X-Files or something like that, where it has like a monster of the week, but it also has like an overarching story.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave us the overarching story generally. Like there were certain things I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that person is.
Yeah, there's a lot
like,
of filler.
Like I have a general idea of like who that villain is. Like I know who Ra's is. I know who, you know, Solomon Grundy is. I know, et cetera, et cetera. But like when I was watching it, I'm like, I don't know who Selina is. Like I know Selina Kyle, but I don't know who this Barbara, who this Barbara is. Because Barbara in the first episode, is that's...
Same Barbara.
That's the same woman.
It's, yeah, Jim.
But who's she supposed to be?
In the beginning, she's Jim's girlfriend, fiance, I think. And then there's a whole story arc of her getting, I think she's like being controlled by like a serial killer or something, and then she just turns evil.
She unravels.
Yeah, and just becomes crazy.
Well, and that's the thing, and is like then, the show becomes, it's from what I can tell, it seems like it's so focused on the villains. Like, it's just like, Gotham villains the show.
What it does is almost, it sets up the reason why Batman is needed in Gotham.
Okay.
So, they have Jim Gordon as, you know, he starts out as a detective at mm-hmm. this point, at the end of the season. I believe he's captain at least, if not commissioner.
He's not the captain at the beginning of the first season.
No, he's a detective.
Yeah, he's just like...
It's like his first day at Gotham as the pilot.
Yeah.
So, the story basically is just what happens to create the scenario that there is a Batman needed in Gotham, mm-hmm. that the police force can't do it by itself, you know. So, everything else, like the Barbara character, like even from the beginning, it was like not needed. There's just like certain things that just to draw point A to point B, they use her or things like that. There's
well, it felt weird because having like a Barbara Gordon in the show where it's like, my mind always is, oh, it's Batgirl.
Yeah, but she's not Barbara Gordon at all.
Yeah, she's not the Barbara Gordon that we
know. Not at all. Yeah. Like, they never get married or anything. She's just...
Barbara Keene.
Yeah.
So, see, and like, I've been really, really reluctant to watch the show. Like, the first episode I watched today was the first thing of any of this I've seen.
Oh, really?
And I've never seen any of it. I've just been like, fuck that show. I don't need, like, make a Batman show about Batman or don't make it at all.
Yeah.
Just like this Alfred spinoff that they're going to be doing. I don't understand the point of it whatsoever.
I don't either.
It's like how far it has nothing to do. Yeah, it has nothing to do with this Gotham show either.
Right.
Like, it's just like, it's Alfred in World War. Well, probably now it's going to be like the Iraq War. It's like, who fucking cares? Like, When I watched it, I'm like, the production value is way better than I thought it would be.
Mm.
Like, I knew it was on Fox, so I knew there was money in it. But, like, it looks pretty good. Like, it looks like they really put, like, the money's on the screen. I think there's weird casting choices. Like, Riddler is just kind of weird. Like, I know he's like the forensic scientist at the beginning of the first episode, right?
Yeah, yes.
And then he just has his whole arc.
He unravels and becomes eventually the Riddler, which he doesn't become the Riddler up until like relatively like within the last season.
Yeah, it seemed so, like, because he wasn't the Riddler. I mean, like, he kept saying Edward Nygma. And he had like this whole, he was like a gay relationship with Penguin, right?
That was weird. That's weird too.
That they was just like decided, a whole thing.
They went there. That happened. And what at the end of that, the one episode, he shoots Penguin and drops him.
And then I was like, oh, he's definitely not going to be dead,
right?
Because it's a Penguin,
right? Which two of the three episodes we watched Penguin get shot at,
pushed into the water.
Each episode ends with Penguin getting pushed into the water.
So I don't mind. I think the actor does a good job as that character. Mm-hmm. I don't mind him as much as, like, Penguin bothers me. That's the one character that, like...
Really?
That's not how I picture Penguin at all, that guy.
He's too skinny.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Like, from the beginning, I was like, okay, he's different, but I can deal with this. Like, he gets his legs broken by Fish Mooney in the first episode,
mm-hmm.
After he betrays her. And then, like, after he comes out of the water... or whatever, when he's banished from Gotham, he has no way to like heal his foot. So like little by little, he's limping around and like becoming so more and more deviant. Separate. I thought he was just going to like devolve into just like this grotesque.
Did his nose get pointier through the show? Is he wearing a prosthetic nose? Because I don't remember it being as pointy as it is in season 4.
May have.
Yeah, he might be wearing a prosthetic. I don't know.
Which I mean, I'm cool with. Like, I'm like, if you're going to do it, go full out. Yeah. But if you're going to do that, if you're going to give him a prosthetic nose, give him a prosthetic belly.
Yeah.
Like, just like give him the umbrella gun. Does he have an umbrella gun in this show?
Not yet.
Not yet. I bet he will next season.
Yeah, I feel like next season's really setting up. Like, if you're going to do 0 year, you do 0 year. You have Batman in this show. If they don't have Batman in this show next season, like, not that I have any stake in this whatsoever, and I've already said fuck this show before.
Right.
But, like, really fuck this show. Like, you can't do 0 year without Batman.
I see. Now that I, like, you mentioned that they're going to do 0 year, originally, I didn't want to see Batman at all. I wanted it to be right to the point before there would be Batman.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it, the end to be, like, Bruce Wayne standing in, you know, Batman.
On the Smallville.
If, right.
That's exactly if they're what going the to show do a is, Batman, is a Smallville.
I want at least halfway through that there's starting to be a Batman, and then maybe the end, they end up getting the bat signal or something like that.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to see a Smallville.
I mean, we already got the bat signal, just minus the bat.
Right, right.
But there's literally, like, I swear to God. Like, so I guess what I was getting at earlier was, like, I'm treating this kind of like the Star Trek movie, the new Star Trek movies, where it's like, oh, it's an alternate universe, okay? Like, I'll go with everything, you know, being like if you want to go with the CW thing, or it's like, this is Earth 37.
Yeah.
You know, like, but, like, if Gordon doesn't know that Bruce Wayne isn't Batman.
In this?
There's no fucking way. He's the worst goddamn detective of all time.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, I like, agree with that. I mean,
because he literally shows up at the goddamn bat signal before there's a bat signal. Like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but like,
I agree with you. There's, like, nothing in the show has really... the season 3 episode that we watched, Bruce Wayne vows to never kill anyone, which is like kind of Batman's big thing.
Yeah.
In most of the cases.
Except for this new one.
The new
one. Where he blows people up.
Yes. But so there's hints at it, but there's never actually been anything other Batman related stuff in it for Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Batcave, I guess.
Doesn't he
there
wear
is, like,
the costume? I heard there was like an episode where like you see like the back of him or something like that.
He wears kind of a costume with no cape and no ears.
Like hockey pads or something. Yeah. Because I remember there's a... After Smallville, there was like a miniseries, like a comic miniseries, where Batman shows up and he's actually wearing hockey pads, and that was like kind of a joke. But like Clark goes to Gotham and the whole thing. But I know that's not like related.
It was
but
Smallville...
Just, like, but it was a Smallville comic, yeah. Okay. It was like season 12 or 11, 13 or whatever. I watched like the first few seasons of Smallville and I was like, eh.
Yeah.
You know, give me Superman. Like, but that's really kind of what this show feels like, though. Like I made the joke of like it is Smallville, but that is what it is. Like, there is a frustrating thing that I developed in my head, having not even seen it, but even watching it now, I'm like, it's even more frustrating. It's like all these villains are already established. But Batman hasn't been established yet. So all these things are just kind of there, and Batman needs to come in, which is fine, I guess. But the thing I've latched onto with Batman in terms of like what makes him interesting with his villains is that he kind of inadvertently creates these villains. Like, depending on your origin stories, I mean, some are more like if you read The Killing Joke, he basically creates Joker. You know, like, and you know, like by kicking Red Hood into the acid or whatever the fuck it is. And like some, you know, like some more so than others, but like I don't like that this quote unquote non-Joker, whatever the second guy's name is, I don't like that he's just like, oh, we're going to be twins. We're going to be buddies with Ra's, and you know, like this whole thing. And like, I don't know. I don't like that he was like predestined to be Batman. I feel it's like, I'll get into my whole thing about like heroes. Like, I have a whole thing about heroes being heroic by choice as opposed to by destiny.
Mm.
I feel like that's way more impactful.
I mean, if you watch more of the show, he does kind of choose a heroic path before they even get into Ra's al Ghul stuff at all.
I mean, he definitely chooses to do that in this episode. Like, he could choose to get on that ambulance.
Yeah.
In the last episode. Which, I don't know. I mean, that's a whole other... Who knows how this will end or how it goes. But I just feel it's weird that his destiny is decided by Ra's, that he's just going to be the Dark Knight. It's like, he's already got his identity given to him. Like, he's basically just Batman already. He's just like, here, take this mantle of Batman. It's like, that's weird.
Yeah, but Batman himself never called himself the Dark Knight, right?
No, but everybody else
so
did.
People did. So, I mean, are you saying that's just kind of like a thing that it's like, oh, there it is, Dark Knight, Batman.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know about this show, but I mean, like, I don't think Catwoman really calls herself Catwoman. Penguin doesn't call himself Penguin.
In the show, Penguin,
he's embraced it probably.
He's embraced the bull. They used to, like, even in the first episode, he didn't like it.
Yeah, please don't call me Penguin. But that's like the kind of the thing is like Batman. Yeah, he might choose to embrace it, but like he's given this mantle basically by Ra's, or Ra's or whatever. But like depending on which episode or book you read,
I always like Ra's.
Yeah, I like Ra's al Ghul. It just flows better than Ra's. It
seems like they've just always said Ra's.
I will say, Ra's, this is the first time that's not a white Ra's in basically any version I've seen, like physical media of it. Really? Like in CW, he's white.
On Arrow?
Yeah, on Arrow and Flash and everything.
Batman Begins, he's white.
Batman Begins, it's Liam Neeson.
Neeson.
I mean, I'm like, the diversity on the show is surprisingly, like, great for a Fox show.
Yeah, they do really well. I mean, like, representing, like, lesbian relationship, gay relationship. I think they turned, like, Firefly as a woman.
Did Berlanti have anything to do with this?
I don't think he's involved in this.
Okay. That is weird. Like, have you watched any of the CW shows, Tommy?
Other than Smallville, no.
Really?
I've not gotten into any of them, no.
Smallville's not a good example.
No, it isn't. Like, it isn't. I actually stopped watching that after a while.
It's just boring. Like it's just very soap opery. It does. I mean, not to say that, like, The Flash and especially Arrow get very soap opery. But
I stopped watching after Chloe started
starting a sex cult.
Trying to get people to join her sex cult.
Well, how far are you on Flash, Devin?
I'm all the way caught up.
You caught up?
Yeah.
That was a good season.
I liked it. I really liked it. I've seen some people that have problems with it, but I think it was top notch.
What's your history with the show? You've been trying to like get me to watch it for a while.
I've watched since the beginning as well. I really like the first episode and first few episodes of the first season, like, really liked, and then certain things started to bug me about it, like the corniness. Sometimes the corniness, like, really, really bugged me, especially Fish Mooney. I cannot stand the character of Fish Mooney, played by Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah.
She overacts. Like, I don't, like, this is a show that's, they tell the actors to overact. And for a lot of the time, it works. For her, she, like, goes even further.
Yeah, but
and
Jada
it's just
Pinkett
like,
isn't a very good actress to begin with. So, like, when you tell her to overact, it's like,
I get frustrated with the amount of people that die and come back to life, and I guess that happens in every superhero show.
That's just a comic,
that is a comic thing that you...
Yeah.
They just use
Look at White Siren.
And show... Exactly. At least they give like, there's a explanation for a lot of it.
Yeah, they kind of do with the science stuff with Hugo Strange, and then they get into, like, some magic shit, too.
Well, dude, there's a whole thing with... Poison Ivy, you see her in the first episode.
That was the worst.
And then
she's standing next to plants the entire time she's on screen.
Then she comes back later and she's older. And then she comes back again and even older.
I heard there's a weird age thing. Like they age Selena and everything, like, to make her older. Isn't that a thing?
No, they didn't do it.
It's been the same actress. Yeah. They explain it with Poison Ivy, like it's something. With their genetics.
Yeah.
It's,
or what is it?
At first, it's one of Hugo Strange's experiments. Powers that, like, age anyone or anything.
So is Hugo Strange kind of the catalyst for a lot of these guys?
He creates, I think, did he create Mr. Freeze? Or was he involved? I know they were involved around the same time, but I forget if he...
I don't think he actually created him. I think the Mr. Freeze's backstory is he fell into something like a cryogenic thing.
Yeah.
He's not in it. Like, he's in it. There's like a big arc, and then... That's another thing. They, with the overacting and all, like, even, like, the scene, they try to make it, like, a comic book.
Yeah, like I was saying, like, when it was really frustrating me, the corniness and overacting and, like, goofiness of it all, like, once I started watching it through the lens of, like, pretending like I'm watching the Batman animated series from the 90s, mm-hmm. like, then it's a lot more stomachable, you know?
Yes,
like,
it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the one episode, the last one we watched, where the Riddler was putting the, like, press pressure, down on Jim Gordon, that's like a Batman
that
animated
episode
series.
Is so comic booky.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but love it. Like,
that's why I picked that episode, because after that's aired, I was like, and then they're setting up for a final season. I was like, this is what I've been waiting for. All the villains are carving out their
when I heard that it was getting
niches.
Canceled, and they're like, well, we'll give you the fifth episode or the fifth season, and they're going to do 0 Year. I'm like, okay, well, if you're doing 0 Year, it means you're really not fucking around here. Like, you can't really just dick around with 0 Year. Like, mm-hmm. It's become sort of a definitive story now, but like, that's a story you can't really weave around just doing one guy, you know? Like, you can maybe get around it by just doing Red Hood and Poison Ivy or something like that, like, if you really want to reach for it, but that's like, no, you guys are going real comic booky with it, which I appreciate. But what about this? So you guys keep coming back to, like, seems like it's a love-hate thing for you guys.
It is. I mean, with 22 episodes in a season, there's a lot of just crap, and not crap, but just filler.
Yeah.
I mean, there is some crap in there. Like, it's just, there's stories that don't need to be there that are just, you know, drawing, but they'll put something at the beginning of the season and tie it to something at the end that there's like, oh, that's how that happened.
Okay, so I'm like wearing a Doctor Who shirt, so I mean, I get the idea.
Right. Oh,
like,
yeah, of
it's
course.
Exactly like that. It's, so,
yes.
Like, but I'm curious to see what a bad episode, not even like just like a middle of the road episode of Gotham looks like now. But like, what about it is it that draws you in? Like, is it the villains? Is it the characters? Like what is it?
It is the villains. All the villains showing up. I like that, and I like the fact that it's Jim Gordon going out there, and I kind of like he has like a Batman voice almost.
He does. He's essentially the Batman of the show. Like, he's the guy going around beating people up, struggling
Ryan
with the line
the
of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I really enjoy his performance. And like, I agree, the villains as well are pretty cool for the most part. It's a few, like Fish Mooney
was,
for the show.
Yeah.
She's awful.
She was like a whole season, wasn't she?
More
like
than
I remember,
one
like reading, like they're like, "Oh, Jada Pickett's leaving Gotham." Everyone's like, "Fucking finally!"
Yeah, she was gone for a while and then came back, and she was also a Hugo Strange experiment at some point.
What's
in
her
the show?
Thing? Would she have like a power? I don't know anything about her.
She can like control people if they touch her or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, there. I mean, there was like just throwing out there stuff, because you know it's like a way any TV show, like a good TV show, starts out. The first season is like kind of like the monster of the week thing, because you got to get people hooked. Then the second season you can start throwing in a little bit more story because you know who these characters are, and then as it goes on, that should be a whole story arc of that show, because you can't just keep doing it's going to get old if it's monsters of the week after for four seasons.
Yeah, I mean,
Even
I mean,
X-Files couldn't do that.
Well, I mean, X-Files found a good balance for the first, like, 5 or 6 years, mm-hmm. and then they just didn't have any interesting, like, big stories, so the Monster of the Week ones were the ones they needed. And I think that's the exception to the rule is, like, X-Files was the one where the Monster of the Week was the best stuff. And that's where I'd just give me Monster of the Week stuff. I'm done with the Smoking Man. I don't need to see him in Arizona in a cave smoking out of a hole in his throat. You know, like, but with this stuff, yeah, for sure. Lean into your strengths with your villains. Create Legion of Doom and do it. Like, and I think that's what they're kind of doing. especially now, I feel like they kind of went for broke with this last
episode. I think they definitely
knew where they were, because this moved to like Fridays, didn't it? Like, it was on Tuesdays.
I don't even know. It's Hulu.
I think
it's Hulu all the time, so I don't even know when
Season, it moved to Thursdays, and it moved to, I think, a later time slot, so they could do a little bit more, like intense darker stuff. Yeah.
I mean, the first episode's pretty violent. Like, there's a lot of blood, and, like...
Oh, yeah.
And the second episode we watched, the season three, like, he doesn't have a face.
Yeah,
like,
that's
pretty gross.
It's, yeah. It's a brutal show.
Maybe I'm thinking of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that happened too.
Yeah, but that's ABC though. Yeah. Like that's, I mean, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was a Monday night show. That was like their prestige show for
that
a while.
That moved to Friday. I know.
Yeah, that's
where shows go to die.
I think we'll do an episode on that because I got halfway through that first season. I'm like, no, thank you. And I know you still watch it or have watched it.
Oh, yeah. Like, and this is what I tell everybody. Because I was at that same point where I got halfway through the season. I was like, this is dumb. Why am I watching this? By the end of that season, I was hooked.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, I've heard there's some good stuff. I know, like, the Inhumans come in and stuff. And have you watched the Inhumans show?
No.
I have no
idea. I doubt I'm going to, yeah.
I watched the first episode. And
the one that was shot entirely in IMAX that was on very obviously on a community college campus?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
And they release it in IMAX theater, and they're like, "Why is this?"
A lot of the superhero TV shows, I couldn't get into.
There's not a lot, I'm very loyal to my CW shows.
You watch Flash.
I started
Arrow,
with Arrow. I powered through the first season of Arrow. You know, like, there were some good episodes here and there, and, like, the Christmas episode, like, the mid-season finale was really good, and there was some stuff, and there's a lot of Doctor Who characters, or actors on there, so I was, like, really into it. But season two of Arrow really sunk me in. Like, I was like, fuck, yes. Like, Deathstroke and, like, everything. Like, it's everything I wanted from Arrow. Almost everything. And then they introduced Flash. And then they spin off Flash. The first season of Flash is great.
Like, I love Flash.
It's so good.
Yeah, my buddy Dan really likes Flash.
It's a lot of fun. Like, it's really, like... And, I mean, Arrow has basically turned into... We can't have Batman on TV, so let's make Batman on TV, but he has bow and arrows instead. And then they just do the CW thing where it's like, there's some soap opery stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like... It's definitely the worst show of the bunch. You know, like, I love Supergirl. I think Supergirl, the first season on CBS was not great. It's whatever. It's just, you know, it's there. Season two is astounding. This season has been very good, and it's really not, it's not mincing words with it.
Supergirl?
It's very political. It's very anti-Trump. It's very, like, fuck you. You know, like, we're not taking this bullshit kind of, like, It puts its cards on the table, and I really appreciate that.
Has Superman been on it yet?
He has. He's in the first two or three episodes of the second season. Because they tease him a lot in the first season. Like, he's in the background, like, out of focus and stuff, and it's really annoying. But then they bring him in, and they're like... And he's good. The guy who they got him, he's better than Henry Cavill. Like, he's actually heroic. Like, he's stoic and stuff. And Legends of Tomorrow is just, like... First season's whatever. You can ignore it.
See, I watched only the first season. Of
yeah. But it turns into basically like Doctor Who, and it's just fun. It's just like goofy and like all these fun characters that are like, oh, this character was introduced on like one episode of Flash, so we're just going to throw him over here. It's like, everybody loves Firestorm. Let's bring him in here. Or everybody loves Reverse Flash. Let's make him the villain of this season. You know, it's like there's like all the fun stuff that you can't, the other shows don't have time for. Legends of Tomorrow has just like taken on. So like there's dinosaurs and there's like Sasquatches and like all these weird goofy things that you can just have fun with.
That's cool. Yeah, I'll have to give that one a chance.
Yeah, just like basically skip the first season because it's just not, it's pretty unnecessary. But once you get past that, it's they're short too. They're only like 13 episodes. So but yeah, I mean, like, the CW shows are, like, the ones I really have been a staunch defender of, and that's kind of why I was, like, for a long time, oh, fuck Gotham, you know, this, like, why can't just, because they talk about Batman and on The Flash. Like, they're just like, oh, there's a guy who's dressed as a bat, you know, and they make, like, light jokes, and they even say Bruce Wayne's name in Arrow a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, why can't you just, like, I get it, DC doesn't want a Batman show because...
Doesn't Thomas Wayne show up in Flash?
In Flashpoint, oh, okay. But not in the show itself.
Okay.
I don't think any of the Waynes... There is a rumor that next season of Arrow is going to have Batwoman.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's actually going to happen, but Batwoman's awesome. But she also has no connection to the Waynes. She just took the mantle of Bat.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. But, like, yeah, I just, like, my whole thing was, like, if you're going to make a Batman show, make it about Batman. Why, like, what's the point of, like, hiding him in the background? It's kind of like, I'm like, we already had Smallville. Why do we need another Smallville?
That's one thing where I, like, you say you're not a huge fan of Bruce Wayne's storyline, or just, like, in the beginning when they had nothing to do? Okay, yeah. That's, like... I was going to say, I was surprised. Like, that's what I started to eat up about this show is all the moments of Bruce, like, little by little ascending. Mm-hmm. You see little by little moments where he's doing something, where he's, like, beating some ass or, like, intimidating people or, beating that ass. or he is, like, he has one, like, relationship with this girl who gets set up, I feel like that was the Court of Owls stuff. That girl who gets set up to, like, kind of seduce him and get in good favor with him. Mm-hmm. And he, like, kind of figures it out and plays her back. And I'm like, that is such a fucking Bruce Wayne thing to do. And just seeing moments like that or him standing on top of a building or something, it's like, yes, like, it's coming. It's almost Batman. It's like mini Batman.
That first episode where he's standing on the roof, was that supposed to be a Batman thing? Or was like, oh, he's going to commit suicide?
I think it was just the fact that his parents had just died.
Yeah, he was just really upset, and he was like kind of like Omen-esque.
I don't think he was like gonna jump. I think he was just standing up there,
just contemplating.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's like kind of getting the like, oh, this is where he feels comfortable. Kind of.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I get that. It wasn't really kind of broadcast well. Also, it didn't make sense why Gordon went to him and told him that wasn't the killer. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's like, I need to tell you. Not to tell anybody these things I just told you. Like, why? What? Oh, so you can continue his story.
They end up finding the killer, and that's...
Is it, like, anybody? Is it just, like... Because it varies from story to story.
I believe it was somebody hired by... I think it all involves the Court of Owls.
I think so.
Well, that's what I was getting... Like, because James Remar is, like, the leader of the Court of Owls?
He's just somebody up there. Yeah.
Okay. Because I love James Remar. When I saw that name in the cast list, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'm into this.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
I'm into it. But
he's Harry from Dexter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Harry Morgan. Also the shitty cop in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh, yeah.
I almost got his autograph on a Too Fast, Too Furious poster, but I didn't want to spend $40 on the poster and then $100 to have him sign it for a net loss of $75. But, yeah, I was like, oh, cool, then going to the Court of Owls. I could see that being fun. Was it good?
I wish they would have done more with it, but it was kind of cool. Like, you didn't really, like... You kind of saw the Talon a little bit, yeah. I think. And then, like, I think that was around the same time they were doing, like, the Azrael stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was, I don't know, it was pretty cool. I wanted more from that, but I guess I can't really get
it into seems all like of it's it. Too bashful of a show. Like, it's a show that's like, oh, here's the Joker, but not really. And I know there's, like, restraints with the company.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think it was like, all right, let's go and do this show. And then they start wanting to do these things. And
Devin.
They
haven't done that in a while.
And then they're like, oh, well, you can't do that because we need to reserve these rights for this over here. And they're like, oh, okay, so we're going to have to go and do this if we can do that. The thing with the Joker not being the Joker, I was really upset when I read that, and I was like, oh, I really thought that it was gonna like turn into this. But
I mean, they've basically advertised him as the Joker. Yeah. Like they all but say his name in the commercials.
And
I remember seeing
they're not allowed to use the name Joker or have him have green hair.
What's his name? It's Jared or
something. It's Jerome.
Jerome.
Yeah. And his brother was Jeremiah. Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
They were from the circus, and Jeremiah killed his mom. And, like, then he slowly goes insane, and he has the Scarecrow create this laughing gas.
I was very
gas.
Curious because, like, I know it's a twin thing. Like, they pretty heavily establish it in the second episode, but I'm like, what happened? Like, he doesn't have any scars from his face being ripped off. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever, cartoons, cool. But then they're like, no, he's my twin. I'm like, that's not better. But, yeah, that whole thing was, he was fun, but he was just doing Heath Ledger.
It was like, I thought it was a mix between Heath Ledger and animated series.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I think the second guy was doing more of the animated series than the first guy. He was like, he was like kind of.
Yeah,
like
voice wise. I feel like style wise and like what he, like, this is, I feel like in a long time, it's the first time we really got to see the Joker doing like the traditional like circus-y type stuff. Like,
yeah.
Heath Ledger didn't really do that. Jared Leto didn't really do that. I mean, yeah. Heath Ledger.
I forgot about Jared Leto. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome. So, like, that part, super. Like, that second episode, I think, is like my favorite episode of the entire show. The one
it's
we watched.
It's fun. I'm tired of fucking mirror, House of Mirror scenes, though. Like, that whole stuff.
I did just watch
John Wick, too. So, I mean, in fairness.
Watching that again with the mirror scene, I'm just like, it's just, it's so easy to go into a House of Mirrors and then do that same.
Bruce's
shoot
voice
in a mirror.
Echoes, there's no reason it should echo. But so that episode was, it was fun. Like, I think the last two episodes were more my style.
That was one of the last two episodes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that we watched.
Okay, yeah, yeah. The first one.
I mean, the first one I picked
this
just to
very
just set it up.
It's essential, yeah.
What,
I don't need to see Barbara and Martha and Wayne. The Wayne. I don't need to watch the Waynes die again. I've seen it so many times.
Yes.
There is no reason her pearl necklace should have fell on the ground. It didn't break. She handed it to him. But whatever. Cool. Fine. But the rest of the episode is like, okay. So if you just like, if you use Batman as an entry point to this world, and then you just branch off to Commissioner Gordon, as like he's the main character of the show. Cool, let's do it. But it seems like they kind of, I mean, maybe rightfully so, and maybe like in the way they should have is like, oh, so the interesting thing is Batman and the villains, not Commissioner Gordon and a bunch of junkies, because like that's basically what, who else is Commissioner Gordon going to fight? But, because all you're going to do then is just make, like, Law & Order Gotham Unit. But I feel like there is a good show there, but I wish they would have doubled down on that, but I'm kind of glad they didn't, only because, like, the later episodes are just so goofy. Like, even more than the CW shows, even, like, which have, like, really embraced the goofiness.
Like, you're saying Gotham has seems goofier than
it's very
a lot
goofy.
Of the,
like, I mean, oh yeah. Like is self serious. The more serious it takes itself, is the goofier it got. Like the basically all the supervillains, especially Penguin, who basically just looks like he's in Fall Out Boy, and Joker, who I love the aesthetic that they brought in the new 52 aesthetic, you know, of the original guy with the stapled face, which is debatable on the quality of that Joker. Yeah. Which when I first read it, I was like, oh shit, no way. And then I'm like, that's dumb. But the story, the Scott Snyder version of it was very good.
Yes.
And the whole Court of Owls and all that stuff. But then the Zero Year version where he's all slick and wearing a suit and everything like that, I'm like, aesthetically, he fucking nailed it. He looked great. Even to the point where like his black eyes looked like the clown makeup, you know? And it was really on point. Well, go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
No, I was just like, I'm really into how much it embraced the comic book. Which even the CW shows still feel like they're still a little bit afraid to do that.
Yeah, they take some of the comic stuff and like warp it and stuff a little bit.
Yeah, they make it work for the universe. I think partly because Arrow was so afraid to embrace it at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where they didn't even call it Star City. What are the coast? Like, they called it, like, Starling City or something
Starling
like that.
Starling City, yeah.
And it's, like that's how, like, afraid they were of the goofiness of the DC Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so I appreciate it. But there's also kind of, like, this is really bad. But it's fun.
It's fun. It absolutely is fun.
And it's, like, the balance where I'm, like, okay, I don't know if I want to sit through 2.5 seasons to get to that point. That's, I think, my biggest issue, which, like, that's almost 40 episodes.
Yeah. Honestly, hours. I don't think it's worth it.
It's,
yeah,
well, it's not a super bingeable show, honestly. Like, I could maybe watch, like, 2 episodes in a row, and then I'm like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Till like, next week or something. Like,
this is not Black Mirror, where I have to, like, watch 1 a year. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I just want to, like, stop myself from killing myself.
But. It's just something that I've kept up on and will continue to the end because I've invested too much time into it. And it's not that it's good enough where it keeps me watching.
Yeah. Were you just watching it on Hulu?
Yeah, I've just been watching it. I mean...
But you were watching it, like, relatively week of? If not, like, you know, 1 or 2 episodes. Like a day.
No. I'm pretty much... I mean, I was up to date. I just watched this one that just came out last week.
No, I'm saying, like, when you started watching it.
When I started watching it, I watched it... I think I watched it actually on... No, I did. It's always been Hulu. It would just be the next day.
Okay, so you were watching it more or less when it aired.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, so I guess, like, not knowing where it was going and not having that precedent might help?
Getting to where it was with the season finale of 4 is where I'd hoped it was going. Like,
yeah.
I wanted to see that where it's like, because I do like all the villains being introduced. Like, even Mr. Freeze is kind of... That Mr. Freeze reminds me of the Arnold Schwarzenegger Mr. Freeze, which kind of sucks, but...
Big time.
Freeze is a goofy character. You can't...
He looks like a bad lo-fi TV version of Alien mixed with, like, the CW version of a Mr. Freeze because he's very pretty. From the 2 seconds I saw of him, I'm like, I was really disappointed he had hair. Like, you couldn't even put a shitty bald cap on
him.
Like... I know it's such a minor thing, but it's, like, such a defining aspect. Like, even Selena Kyle, in the first episode of the show, has goggles on her hood. She's not wearing ears, like, or anything like that, but she has the goggles. So you immediately, just visually, you know who she is.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I didn't have to take a second. I'm like, oh, that's Selena Kyle. Like, I know. Because she's not only because she's like jumping around, but the goggles.
Mm.
And I mean, you can say like, oh, the dome or the blue rim around
you
his face.
Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, well, because he fucking shot a freeze ray before we even saw him. But like, looking at him, I'm like, okay, so is that like he could have just as easily been like Killer Frost, or like
Captain Cold
or anything like that. Because like, I mean, Captain Cold has a very distinct style too. Killer Frost also, obviously, other than the fact that she's a woman, they could have gender bended that.
Yeah.
But like,
I mean, they have other. He's in other episodes other than this, so I mean, that's how you know he's Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I know it's a minor like gripe, but it's like one of those things where I was like, that was one of those things I grabbed onto for some dumb reason. I don't know. Like I feel like I'm gonna be one of those guys who complains about Batman's suit if they bring in Batman next season, you know, and which is. It doesn't matter. It's a Fox show.
Which Batman suit has been your favorite Batman suit in actual, you know, portrayed on TV or television or movies or whatever?
Honestly, if I didn't hate the movie, the Justice League movie was a really good suit.
Yeah.
Also mixed with the Dark Knight or Batman vs. Superman is a really good suit. Aesthetically, it looks great. I mean, like... If you're looking at like tactile bullshit, like the Dark Knight is the suit.
The only problem I would say with the Ben Affleck version is that the ears are a little too short.
Yeah, but I kind of like that. I like that.
A lot of people like the short ears. I'm not a fan.
I mean, a little bit longer. Yeah.
Visually, yeah, but like if you're going like if he's going through a doorway, he doesn't want to like duck his head or something like that. Like so, like he doesn't have to deal with that part.
Just make him like little like. Sharp edges so he could like headbutt stab people at the same time.
Batman doesn't kill.
And he's just stabbing.
That Batman does.
That's true. Yeah, he does blow a guy up in that movie. You guys have anything else you want to talk about? I have like just a million nitpicks, but that doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, there's even loving the show, I still nitpick it. Like I watch it for what it is. Watch it like it is a cartoon, a comic book.
Yeah.
And it really helps me get by all the corniness. And then from that moment on, I'm like, I'm drawn in. Like yeah. all the things that I could probably have a problem with, I'm just like, oh, that's okay. It's goofy. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah, you're watching. I mean, there's definitely overacting in it, and there's definitely bad acting and just super cheesiness. But it's something that I can put on and watch and don't necessarily have to pay super close attention to get what is going on and yeah. the overall story. And then it's like, oh, hey, here's Scarecrow. And it's like, oh, sweet. There
Scarecrow did look cool.
Yeah, Scarecrow's really
I don't
cool.
know if he actually cut that guy's head off, but I'm like, if you just made a whole Scarecrow series based off of what I just saw, other than the fact that his eyes are a little too big, I'm into it. I will say I did watch porn while watching the first episode. So it was on the background. So you're right in the fact that, it's the perfect background episode.
You know it, yeah. You know what's going on.
I multitask.
Yeah.
But
I could jerk off while watching Batman. I probably could.
You were watching the Gotham porn parody.
Dark Knight fucks.
Instead of Gotham, it's got pork.
Sick.
I do think it ending next season is good. Like, they don't need to go any farther.
Yeah, other than the fact that they were forced to do it.
It's just going to rehash everything else.
Yeah.
Devin, is this a hit or a miss for you?
It's still a hit for me. I love the show. They do a lot of cool characters. They did, like, a really cool Professor Pig arc. They did some Court of Owls stuff. They touch on, like, everything I love about Batman. Like, it's a mix of, like, almost every Batman thing. Like, it has the Nolan dark grittiness. It has animated
and the bridge
goofiness.
Thing was very just like literally just taken out of the Dark Knight Rises.
Oh yeah, it's totally Dark Knight Rises. It has like some of the video game stuff too, like the Arkham stuff, I feel like. So
was that supposed to be Man Bat, that lady?
Yeah,
was that supposed to be Lady Bat?
Yeah.
Is okay, it? I that was the first time that they've shown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the first time.
I was
going to
say,
yeah.
the spooky lantern girl, too. I was like, I don't know who that is.
Same thing. First time. Okay. Every like all the other villains you've seen before throughout the...
I was thinking that was like a doll maker or something, but did they do doll maker earlier in the show?
Wasn't doll maker just basically a doll? Or is that Toy Master? I don't know.
I thought it was like a whole family.
I don't know.
I don't think they did that.
No, that's who I thought those people were at the end.
I think they did like the Toy Master or something with that.
They did something with that, yeah.
And then they also had the Mad Hatter on it at one point.
Yeah, fuck the Mad Hatter. But, Tommy, I'm assuming it's a hit for you, but if you want to make your final...
No, it is a hit. It will be a hit till the end because I like Batman and I like the way they're introducing everything. Mm-hmm. Because in the end, what I think it is, it becomes... Gotham becomes a place where Batman is needed, and this is how it's becoming that.
Yeah.
I can get past all the corny stuff.
Yeah. I kind of like the corniness, though. Like, I think that's kind of what I...
It's done well at certain places, but then there's other places where
I guess I haven't seen the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Or the horrible stuff. I guess it's a hit for me. I don't, like, I mean... So, if I'm going off the fact that this is kind of, like... Maybe not the best of the best, but, like, the general, like, this is the stuff people like. I'm going to say, yeah, it's a hit. But I feel like it is kind of like Doctor Who, where, like, if we were to do an episode on Doctor Who, and we're absolutely Devin.
Okay.
there's a lot where I would have to be like, yeah, but that one's not as good as this one. And, I like the cheesiness of it. I like that it embraced that. Maybe not so much willingly. Maybe willingly, I don't know. But like, I like that it's just so goofy towards the end, and that it's just like, yeah, no, comic books are weird and kind of don't make sense sometimes, and neither does this show. So just go with it or don't. You want Batman or no?
Yeah,
like, exactly. I am still kind of like. Just make a Batman show. Why are you doing this? Just make a show about Batman.
That's what I'm hoping that this phases into.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of where I'm like, I don't think it's gonna live up to the potential of that build up, like any show that's ever done that. It's always like it has to bring it back down and be like, okay, so let's breathe for a second, right. And then it's just like, well, here's the episode about Dr. Freeze or Mr. Freeze and like, you know, etc. But yeah, I'm kind of into it. Okay. I don't know if I would sit down and watch the first 2.5 seasons.
I don't
think
you would have to. I'd like, to be honest, you probably this last season is probably, you could probably watch that standalone with the where it's at right now, because everything is.
Because I'm really interested in seeing if they're able to really pull off Zero Year. I'm really interested in that.
Oh, yeah.
And even No Man's Land, if they were like if No Man's Land were extended into a whole season, do it, or even half a season. Because it seemed like the next season, I think, is only going to be 13 episodes. I might be wrong about that, but I feel like I read that somewhere. Which I think is hopeful because it just makes it more concise. You don't have to do that Monster of the Week thing, which I'm all about. But I don't know. It's a hit. It's a light hit. It's a cautious hit, I guess.
I get that.
I am kind of Batmaned out also. I'm just kind of tired of Batman. There's so many things, like...
Between the game and the...
There's the games, there's the movies, there's the TV shows, there's the cartoon movies.
We haven't had a standalone movie in a long time.
Yeah, we're getting one at some point.
Did either of you see the Batman Ninja animated?
No, I heard mixed things.
I saw it the other day.
I like the animation.
It's cool looking. It's definitely cool looking. And they, I don't want to... This isn't really a spoiler, but watch out. Like, there was one super ridiculous thing that had to deal with monkeys in it.
It's anime.
Yeah, so it was totally anime, but it was pretty cool. Tony Hale played the Joker's voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's a whole other conversation about this whole Arrested Development thing.
Oh,
I don't know if we should get into right now.
Yeah, but, that's another day.
Have they put that new season out? Or
the first half is showed up yesterday.
I watched the first episode today.
Yeah, I've heard mixed things. I'm going to watch it maybe tonight. But Tommy, thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
I am genuinely appreciative of you coming on and forcing me to watch the show.
Completely.
I was being very bitchy to Devin about 4 episodes.
Yeah, he's like, that's like 4 hours.
And I was like, Avatar's a really good movie.
Yeah, I was like, you forced us to watch Avatar. Come on.
It's a good movie. But do you have anything you want to plug or nothing to talk about?
You can hear me on my normal podcast, Slurmcast. We're around on the internets.
Yeah, I'll be on
Slurmcast.com. Yes, yeah. George filled in again for me yesterday, and then you guys just were out on both of you were on an episode of us. So
the Bender's Big Score episode,
Futurama
episodes, I should say.
Yes.
Devin, you got anything?
Do I have anything? I don't think so. I just want to say love thy neighbor. And if you are living in a time where there's a monster that can kill you if it hears you, just shut the fuck up.
Quiet Place in theaters now. It's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
The monster's really cool, despite what Devin says. SecondShotPod@gmail.com. We have our number. I keep putting it in the show notes, but I don't remember what it is off the top of my head. Call it. We can always use a voicemail because we're running out of things to talk about. but secondshotpod@gmail.com, secondshotpod on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. We will be back next week. I don't know what we're talking about. I think we're doing Dumb and Dumber, aren't
we? Yeah, as of right now, we're doing Dumb and Dumber.
Cool, as
all
long as
them?
I still have the internet.
We'll
do all three.
We'll talk about all three.
I don't like Dumb and Dumber.
We'll talk about it. He doesn't like even the first one. So Ben Grimes of Old Souls is going to come by, and we are going to destroy you for not liking one of the greatest movies of all time.
The Fantastic Four is going to... One of the Fantastic Four characters is going to be coming in to talk about Dumb and Dumber. but we will be back next week, and we'll see you then. Okay, bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.